down at your shaft, you don't see the same thing I see, brother. No, no, no. There's a crucial difference. You guys had it done in England. You had it done the humane way. The pair of you were asleep. You were infants. I was five years old, man, and I was awake. Boy, oh, was I awake. When I look down at my shaft, I see mutilation. I see Dad's forehead broken into a million canals of pure age. I see Granddad in the back of the little Peugeot, cradling me as we roll towards Maya, air full of dancing dust around the back of that thing. The occasional bit of the gunfire. This was the middle of the 80s. Folks still had guns, you know. Before the Troubles, before the Civil War, everyone had a gun. They were popping them off in celebration. I knew we weren't going book shopping. That's what Dad had told me. Where are we going, Dad? We'll go by book. Sound, I thought. But why were folks shooting at the sky? And why are we driving in a convoy? Who goes book shopping by convoy? I don't read anymore, as you know. All the same, nobody goes book shopping by convoy. That's when I knew something was afoot. That's when I knew it was fuck for sure. But you're five, you know. Your dad's word is the whole of the law. Anyway, so we're rolling towards town at a kind of funeral pace. Folks are coming out of their houses to wave us down the street, wishing us well on our way to the bookshop. We start creeping up that road just beyond the olive groves that bears up to the left by that tip. It's been there for decades, Dad. That whole town just dumps its shit at the bottom of that hill. Pile of old fridges and disused mattresses and all the refuse. It's fucking horrible. I mean, it's a beautiful place, but it's also a shithole, isn't it? It's also rough as fuck. I'm rolling up that hill and these little Berber boys kicking a football about stop what they're doing and stop pointing and laughing and shrieking. They're about my age, maybe a little older. Their beady black little eyes, I still see them. That's when I knew I was fucked for sure. That hideous glee in their little faces. People fucking love it when other folks suffer the same suffering they have to, right? We rolled up to one of those battered old apartment blocks in the middle of the town. You know the type, old and battered, but still only half fucking finished. There are no finished buildings in Algeria. Everything stops about two-thirds of the way where it should. We walk inside this great big block up to what must have been the third or fourth floor. The shawarma on the go, and couscous. I can smell it about halfway up. Maybe it's just some kind of feast, actually. Maybe this is just Muslim Christmas or something. I'm just gonna sit and have tea with my auntie or whatever. The front door's already open at our destination. There's about 12 dudes in there I don't recognize. They're not dressed up or anything. Same beige shirt and slacks every Algerian bloke about the age of 25 wears. One of them gives me a little nod and says, Labes, how are you today, Tamlan Saudi? A few words are exchanged in Takaverith with Dad. But that easy kind of concurrence, you know, the way they have with each other, the mountain men. Everything's either pure concurrence or foaming spastic belligerence. There's no in between. They exchange a few words and I'm ushered towards a table in the middle of the room. There's no women on that scene. It's just me and all these men. Dad assuring me everything is okay, smiling a bit. It's okay. It's okay, he kept saying. Today you become man. It's just a bog standard table in a bog standard living room, which by Kabili standards is extremely bog standard indeed. Nobody has any decent fucking furniture in that country. Then Dad helps me take off my clothes. It's alright, my son. Be brave, my boy. Now you become man. Then I'm sat on his table and I feel a hand on my shoulder urging me to lie back. Relax, my son. Relax, it's okay. It will be over soon. Just relax. Here, put this in your mouth, he says. Then hands me a wooden tube. Bite down on this, okay? If it hurts, just bite down on this. It will help. Today you become man.